This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver Public Schools has released video of a closed board meeting where members voted to bring back school resource officers. A judge recently ruled in favor of media outlets that sued the district for access. The meeting was tense, but Superintendent Alex Marrero told members that then-Mayor Michael Hancock would act regardless of their decision.
Even if you all override me, which is going to be terminal, the mayor can enact an executive order that he will, just like he did with the vaccination mandate. So I understand that this is a very problematic conversation to have, but it's going to happen. It's beyond our control.
The board banned school resource officers in 2020. They'll return to several campuses next school year. Nearly 17% of calls made to Colorado's suicide prevention hotline went unanswered. CPR's Paolo Schalzeda has more on a new report.
988 launched last year as the national toll-free suicide prevention hotline, but calls are answered by local crisis line providers. Federal officials estimate use of the hotline will continue to rise as more people learn about it. I'm Paolo Schalzeda, CPR News.
The Golden City Council will vote on a proposal to ban flavored nicotine products tonight. The ordinance is up for a second vote. If passed, it would end all sales of flavored vapes and tobacco within city limits. Golden City Manager Scott Vargo says the goal is to keep young people away from tobacco, but business owners say the ban would be financially devastating for shops that currently sell the products. For more of the day's news, come to cpr.org, denverite.com, or krcc.org. It's 6:06.